Designs. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, January 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. I sent four people the music video, Brain Activity While Playing Music. You got to watch this video. It's fantastic. Very well done. Never realized, you know, we all know about the left brain, right brain thing, right? Left brain, right brain. Vicky and I, 40 years of being married, love her to death. She's my soulmate. She's my friend. She's my best buddy. But she operates the opposite brain that I do. She'll say something, and I hear something else, and I interpret it and say it back to her from my left brain to her right brain or whichever it is, and she doesn't get it. And it's like so frustrating because we just think different. We're both creative. We're both educated. We both very well communicate with people. Obviously, I've been doing it on the radio for over 12 years, 9,000 clock hours on this microphone. She's working great with her new staff in Antrim County clerk's office, interacting with the staff, the other administrator of the building, the county commissioners, the entire system she's dealing with. But she does it her way, I do it my way. It's just what we've come to learn. While playing music, in this video, it shows that musicians are using and communicating with both halves of the brain simultaneously while playing music. I'm like, whoa, never seen that type of brain activity before until I saw this video. So text me music, I'll send it to you, and then I'll send you Jimmy C. Sharp, the music man. And he will be able to explain this program to you even better. I'm just starting out, folks. I have to admit. And with all the things that we have going on with the radio station and new sponsors coming on board and working with Vicky and getting up completely reset our biological clock, until she started working January 2nd at the clerk's office, we always stayed up late. I wanted to check on automation at midnight. I wanted to check the traffic reports. I wanted to check the logs. I wanted to make sure the radio station was up and running for the next day. Well, those days are over. We're in bed at 10 o'clock. We're winding down. We're trying to get to sleep by 11. I've trusted the engineering automation system to Devin Lawrence to be working for the next day. And by midnight, I'm sleeping. I'm out. Getting up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, a little bit earlier than what I've been used to, completely changed our lives. But this music, the actual playing of the music, I can see with what little time I've invested in the first lesson that this is going to be a brain exercise activity that all of you, especially if you're elderly, I'm going to see elderly saying being over 60 for sure, I would even say over 50, to learn how to play a musical instrument as easy as Jimmy teaches it, is something you got to seriously consider doing. Keyboard is the one he recommends, and I kind of agree with him and understand why. Well, in the next half hour, from 11 to 11:30, we're going to be talking with Mark Farner, the lead guitar, lead singer, lead songwriter for Grand Funk Railroad. Love Mark to death. I always call him my patriot brother from another mother. Down in the Flint area, while I was born and raised in Shelby Township, Macomb County, not too far from Flint. But we're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about guitars. We're going to talk about a scale, a music scale that he always heard music in when he taught himself how to play the guitar. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to tie it into what Jimmy's doing with folks, and looking very much forward to the conversation. One of the things that we're looking at is this new session in Lansing. Matt Hall is the speaker. He got voted in unanimously by the entire chamber. All 110 state representatives voted him in, Democrats and Republicans. He talked about how the committee assignments are coming, how he's changing the committees, changing the names, consolidating some, eliminating some. Very, very exciting. Well, there is some leftover business that needs to be done. Absolutely needs to be done in the state of Michigan. Why? Because we have potentially a major shutdown of businesses coming, lurking right around the corner next month, February 21st. Republicans have pushed for a resolution to what the Michigan Supreme Court shoved down our throats. This, of course, has to do with two issues: the tipped wage law and the paid earned sick time bills. Paid sick leave. Basically, which the Supreme Court overturned the process by which the Republicans handled this ballot initiative back in the day. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court, in my opinion, overstepped their judicial review and legislated from the bench, making changes to the laws and saying, here, this is our ruling. This is the way it's going to be. And the Democrats did nothing to solve this problem for small businesses in our state during the lame duck. So, while the senators in the Senate still have a slight two-seat majority, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. They're kind of reaching out to the House Republicans now that they have the majority and saying, guys, maybe we can come together and work something out and fix this before it goes into effect February 21st. Here's the story. Senate Democrats want Michigan's minimum wage to reach $15 an hour by 2027. And to have the tip credit for servers gradually reach 60% of the minimum wage over 10 years. The move comes as House Republicans made the same issue their top priority for this 2025-2026 session, making their suggested reforms via their House bills 4001, HB 4002. These were turned in by my state representative, John Roth, Republican from Interlochen, and state representative Jay DeBoyer, very conservative, fiscal conservative from Clay Township down in St. Clair County. They will not be formally introduced until today. Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, said this yesterday. The bills that we will introduce do retain a tipped wage. But in addition to that, they do raise the tipped wage, minimum wage, over time. Concurring bills in the Senate. Senate Bill 8, introduced, sponsored by Senator Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores, dealing with hours and wages. And Senate Bill 15, by Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh of East Lansing, will take care of addressing the earned paid sick time. House Republicans' version phases in a $15 an hour minimum wage by 2029, 2 years later than what the Senate Democrats want. How do they do it? $12 an hour for this year, 2025. $12.50 in 2026, $13 in 2027, $14 in 2028, and a full dollar increase again, $15 an hour in 2029. Starting in 2030, the bills provide for the wages will then be set increase automatically based on the rate of inflation. The state's training wage for people 19 and younger will be 75% of the minimum wage under House Bill 4001. House Bill 4002, 20 pages, addresses the paid sick leave bills, and they're almost identical to the law that the Supreme Court overturned, according to the House Republicans. Sorry, Supreme Court, you don't get to make laws. We're making the laws, and we're sending it back through again. Kind of an interesting strategy. Final segment of hour number two. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, talking about the Senate Democrats, while still in the majority by two seats, realizing that the Republicans have the control back of the House, understand that everybody is up in arms over the absolutely debacle, lame duck session that Joe Tate, the speaker from Detroit, dropped the ball. One of the worst lame duck sessions in the history of the state of Michigan. Did not deal with two issues that potentially, because of the Supreme Court's, I think, wrong decision, the way they wrote the opinion, the way they changed the laws on their own, and sent it back to Lansing and said, this is going into effect on February 21st, unless you guys do something to change it. Well, it is a problem. A lot of small businesses, a lot of restaurants, lots of bars have already said, if this goes into effect, we're done. 40% is what Ian Murphy said, according to a survey taken by the Michigan Hotel Restaurant Association. If this goes through, we're shutting the doors. We're leaving the state. Well, they got the message loud and clear. Between Christmas and New Year's and them coming back to Lansing, they've now said, you know what? We've got to do something. And what happened is very simple. I didn't agree with it when they did it, but they did. Back in 2018, the Republicans were in control. We had the speakership in the House. We had the Senate Majority Leader. We were dealing with a newly elected governor that was going to be elected that year in November. But we were still operating with a Republican governor, supposedly, allegedly, the rhino Rick Snyder. Citizen-led groups went out and collected signatures to put it on the November ballot to increase our minimum wage to $15 an hour and to get paid sick days. If you're a full-time worker, you work so many days a week, a year, whatever, you're entitled to be able to call in without any excuse, without any reason, without any advance notice, and just tell your employer, I'm not coming in today, and you got to pay me. 9 days depending on how many hours and days you put in, up to almost basically 2 weeks, you could just call your employer and say, I'm not coming in today. And you'd still have to pay them even though they didn't come to work. Well, this is what was the signatures were gathered for. This is what they were going to accomplish by putting on the ballot. Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governorship said no. What we're going to do is we're going to adopt them. And then we're going to change them. We're going to adopt them so they don't go on the ballot. Don't let the people vote on this garbage. Let's adopt them. And then us Republicans, smarter than the Democrats, we will then amend them, change them, ram it through the House, ram it through the Senate, and Snyder will sign it. Well, Mark Brewer and the Democrats, their attorneys, they went to court. It went all the way through the court process, ending up in the Michigan Supreme Court. And what did they do? Last summer, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that their adopt and amend tactic was unconstitutional. Why? Because they amended it after they adopted it, changed it in the same legislative session. There's some little caveat in the Constitution that you can adopt a citizen-led ballot initiative, and it goes into effect. Once it goes into effect, then you can amend it legislatively and change it. But that's not what the Republicans did. They adopted it and then amended it, changed it in the same legislative term. Because they did that, the Supreme Court said, no, that's unconstitutional. You can't do that. In their decision, the Supreme Court scheduled the gradual elimination of Michigan's tipped wage system, creating $14.97 minimum wage by February of 2028. And new earned sick time protocols starting February 21st of 2025. Well, that set off a firestorm across the state of Michigan. Republican legislators, Democratic legislators, the governor's office, everybody heard, sorry, as a business owner, I can't afford this. I can't do it. And as a result, they're working on changing it. We're going to continue on. We're going to carry this over for the next hour after the top of the hour news. It's a pretty long story, but we're going to get into it. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all